Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is a Monday, and on a Monday, we like to take a look at what you were looking at over the course of the weekend. Obviously, there's a lot of talk around the Perth crowd numbers. We want to know what the Perth test viewership numbers were like. And of course, the Football World Cup has been absolutely massive for SBS. No Trent today. Speculation he's been locked in a cupboard, which is yet to be confirmed. As a result of that, his able replacement is Tess Connery. She is on the line. G'day, Tess.
Hey, Jimmy, do not check any of my cupboards.
Okay. Trent may or may not be in there, all right? Unconfirmed at this point. Hey, we're getting some numbers through on the Socceroos. The Sunday morning, quite obviously, wasn't the great time slot that Tunisia was Saturday night at 9 p.m. But just incredible, the numbers that SBS have been getting. And when you combine it with the people who have been going to live sites as well, it's just been remarkable, Tess.
I think it was Amy Park. They had about 10,000 to 15,000 people down there in the stadium just watching the game on screens. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
The actual numbers that have come out, we've got 964,000 watching on what we call Five City Metro. So that's Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth. Now that's massive. That makes it the biggest, most watched thing of Sunday, including all of the news programming. Normally you're sort of 6 o'clock news.
Yes.
It's the most watched thing of the day, but it's overtaken that. And SBS have actually just this morning put out a bit more of analysis and reported to who was watching. We had 308,000 people watching in regional Australia, and on SBS On Demand, 424, which is huge. All of that adding up to a total of 1.7 million people across the country at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And like you said, that's not even including the fact that how many thousands of people did we have at live sites across.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And those BVOD numbers, or broadcast video on demand, are big and growing, Tess, which is very interesting, not just for SBS, but of course all the different networks that offer a streaming capability.
I think the growth in BVOD services is a real thing to focus on. I mean, if we look back to the last World Cup, I know it was opposite the last World Cup, but even just in the last 4 years, those numbers would have been nowhere near what they are today. And we're seeing that across everything. We're seeing that across all facets of TV at the moment. People are watching, streaming, they're watching catch-up so much more than they ever were. I know there's a lot of people who don't even have antennas or aerials at their place anymore. They just watch through streaming. It's a fairly common thing these days, and it wouldn't have been. That would have been fairly unheard of.
So excellent numbers for football. What about cricket domestically? We've got the test series that, concluded yesterday, the first test. Australia had a good win against the West Indies. What were the TV numbers like, Tess?
Yes, Aussie. So those have been quite strong, actually. The peak through Channel 7, the peak was the third session of day three. That was 408,000, which is really strong, especially considering that was sort of during the day on the Friday, I believe, was day three.
Mm-hmm.
The last day, yesterday, when they took the win, was the most watched day overall. The first session had 316,000. Second had 386. And didn't need any more sessions after that, did we?
Yes. Yes, exactly right. So the takeout for that, I know that Fox are down. So Fox are down on what their numbers were like for, and we're not quite comparing apples and apples with the Ashes series from last year, that the Fox numbers are down. So despite the fact that the live attendance is way down with the Perth crowds, the TV numbers aren't too bad.
No, they're not too bad. And I think, you know, kind of read into that whatever you will. Test does not sort of make or break a pattern, but people are still definitely very interested in the cricket. The cricket is still a huge, huge draw card. I don't, why the attendance in Perth. I guess the time zones might have something to do with it there. I must confess I don't have a solid answer for you, but I'm happy to speculate as much as you want.
Oh, yes. Oh, we love speculation on this program, Tess. So so the other thing I noticed about this was sometimes, so for example, yesterday Seven Mate had the supercars on, but prior to that on Seven Mate, you could have watched the Test cricket either on the main channel or on Seven Mate. Now, I don't have access to either of those because I've got the 7 Plus app because everything on my TV is streamed through the Apple box. But I can't watch that cricket on Channel 7. I am forced to, and I was very interested in watching the Channel 7 because of Justin Langer's involvement, to watch that. So do you think, and given the numbers that you just talked about with SBS and the football, sort of negative impact that's having on Channel 7 and their broadcasting of the cricket?
Look, I can't imagine that they are completely stoked about that. When we were, we mentioned this before we got on air, and it kind of reminded me. So every day we get a 7-day average report that comes out through OzTAM, through the TV ratings, and it tells you how many people have gone back to watch a show, an event, a game on catch-up TV. And what we got this morning, we got the numbers for November 27, and the FIFA World Cup, I know, again, soccer, cricket, but, it's a sport.
Yes.
Japan taking on Costa Rica, that lifted 38%. 38% it grew on people going back and watching it after the game.
Yeah.
So that's a huge amount of audience. That's a huge amount of number. Poor old Channel 7, I don't imagine that they're probably thrilled not having the streaming rights because those are the sorts of numbers that matches will do when people go back and watch them later.
Yeah, and if you're looking to the advertisers and you're saying, hey, we're looking at 15-20% uptick in the number of people who are actually watching, then that is quite significant. Hey, interest here, an article in the Sydney Morning Herald, just around what might happen in the future for cricket. There's a lot of talk about the debundling of it, who takes the test matches, who takes the BBL, what's the likelihood of Foxtel working with Channel 10, who also have their own streaming service in Paramount Plus, in the future on cricket broadcast rights, Tess?
Yeah, I find the cricket rights so fascinating. It's such a teed-up little pie, whereas so many of the other broadcast rights aren't. So there's so many facets to it. But last month, so Foxtel and Paramount executives, they got together. We don't officially know what they were talking about, but, why would Foxtel and Paramount executives be meeting whilst the bidding for Cricket Australia's next broadcast deal is on the table? I think we can extrapolate from there.
Yes.
And, so Foxtel obviously working with Seven at the moment. It all kind of works. Like you said, they don't have the streaming. That goes through Foxtel. But because Paramount, the possibility is there. It's not off the table that Paramount could scoop it all up and say to Foxtel, well, we're going to take the streaming as well.
So clarification around there with may or may not be happening with the cricket rights. What about this one, the supercars? They just keep on keeping on, don't they? Race 34 from Adelaide, and there's big numbers on Seven, mate, big numbers across subscription television as well with Fox. It's absolutely huge.
It is, isn't it? The race cars, the supercars, just a real solid performer. 150,000 across Seven Mate. Probably no surprise to hear that Adelaide was the biggest market for those, 61,000. And on Fox, 108,000 on there, which is just huge. And if I can do very quick math in my head, that is 258,000. Look at me go. I'm a writer, I'm not a mathematician.
Very solid math, though, Tess, there. Well done.
Thank you. That's up there with some of the days, of the West Indies match that we were talking about earlier. And that was on a multi-channel as well. That wasn't even on the main Channel 7 channel. It's hugely impressive numbers for the supercars.
Yeah, they have great support around the country, don't they? As you say, it was a bit of a finale down there in Adelaide. So lots of people watching that one. Tess, as always, outstanding. Thank you. And have yourself a great week.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. Thank you so much.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.